I want to introduce a good friend, Lauren Libby. Lauren, are you there tonight?
I am. Good evening, Bob. How are you tonight?
We are really good, and I'm so happy you could join us. And you're the president and the CEO of TWR. Tell us a little bit about TWR.
Well, TWR is a content provider. We do it by shortwave, very high power, medium wave, which is the AM band. Here in the United States, we do it digitally, we do it satellite, and we do it by print media. And we talk to about 165 countries each and every day in 230 languages. And no, I don't speak all 230 languages.
I can see that. I can understand that well. Well, we've got a few pictures, and we're going to take a look first at the whole entrance, I guess. So tell us a little bit about what we're seeing. We'll run these by about 10 seconds apiece, and let's see what you got here.
Well, Bob, you operate an AM radio, and you have been involved with a station. How would you like to have a 500,000-watt station at 800 kilohertz? This is TWR Bonaire, four towers, and you see the transmitting station in the background that covers all the way from Cuba to Brazil at night. And this is Swaziland. In Swaziland, we have shortwave transmitters. Those are three 100,000-watt transmitters that go into big log-periodic arrays that talk to all of Africa. We also have 100,000 watts of medium wave at about 1120 kilohertz. And we speak to most of Africa every day. This is the station where you just saw the inside, and you're looking across at the transmitter hall. This is located in the Kingdom of Swaziland, and if you're wondering where Swaziland is, that is just to the east of South Africa, and we cover from there the entire continent of Africa. That's the wonderful thing, Bob, about shortwave. Now, this is Guam, and on the island of Guam, we have two 250,000-watt transmitters and two 100,000-watt transmitters, and these antennas are curtain antennas that develop about 22 dB of gain. Can you imagine using a moon bounce array on 20 meters? And that's basically what they are. And it's incredible the gain they develop. How would you like to have a feed line like this with open line feeders? This is on the island of Sri Lanka. We have a 400,000-watt AM radio station, and this is the coax that goes from the transmitter out to the antennas because of the extremely high power. And they can arc if you're not careful, and so those are open wire feeders. And things just look a little different when you're operating at high power, particularly in other countries. This is, if you want to see the inside of a real antenna matching, this is N7BHC. He's also Papa 47 VHF and on the island of Bonaire. And this gives you an idea of some of the hardware and matching. How would you like to have those coils in your antenna matching unit? I mean, that'll take just about as much power as you want to put into it. That will take 100,000 watts of power and match the transmitter into the antennas. And yes, that's me standing in front of a 100,000 watt Nautel transmitter down on Bonaire. We're replacing that with a 450,000 watt transmitter, and we're just about ready to go on the air. Now, if you are interested in shortwave or actually broadcasting, this is in Venezuela. Radio Transmundial is the our partner in Venezuela. And they broadcast from right outside of Caracas to the entire country. And they produce programming for that station on Bonaire. And you can take a look at the production facility. This is Bonaire just about Christmas time. And it's a photograph of the four towers. And, you know, for those of us that really appreciate radio astronomy and appreciate looking at the stars, it's absolutely incredible with those towers in the background all lit up. And what a radio station.
That's beautiful.
Now, Bob, this is the entire aggregate radio coverage. You will see we cover from Australia out across China into Europe, Africa, Latin America, and just about the only place that we really don't touch is here in North America. So we're known probably better outside of the United States than we are actually here in the United States. I remember going to Swaziland, putting my passport down, and the lady asked me, said, who do you work for? And I said, I work for TWR, Trans World Radio. And she got up, shook my hand and said, I'm a listener. Welcome to our country. And it's rather unique operating as an international broadcaster.
Well, the facility looks incredible, and I can imagine what you can do with that kind of power, but of course, not legal on the ham bands, although there might be a few have antennas like that. I can guarantee you a beautiful thing. I really appreciate seeing you.
100 watts into 22 dB gain antenna on 20 meters is a real DX machine. I know. I've done it.
Well, I would imagine that you have plugged a 100-watt ham radio transmitter into one of those antennas and tried some of that, huh?
Yes, I have. And it's really fun. If you want to go on a trip someday and you'd like to do a de-expedition and, you know, in an air-conditioned place with a very good antenna, I mean, that would be a lot of fun, Bob. You ought to go with us sometime.
Well, we'll have to get our DX queen. It'll be coming up here in a little bit. Valerie and her whole family, they do a lot of work in the de-expedition area. Maybe that would be a good place. We'll have a Ham Nation de-expedition. That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? Can I just put one plug in here for those of you hams? If you're looking for an RF engineering job and you've wondered about going outside the United States, we are looking for qualified RF engineers. Bob, you know, we haven't turned out a good RF engineer in the United States probably in the last 25 years from the universities. And, you know, that university that you gave it your doctorate, you ought to really lobby them to be able to get back into analog and RF energy.
You are so right. And so many people that you talk to today that are working in broadcast began their career as a ham radio operator, and we need more of that. But there again, it's one of those things that we need more Elmering. We need to build things and help things happen along. But that's a really good thought for many of the guys and gals that are looking for jobs. Perhaps they know something that they can get involved. That would be wonderful. Well, I appreciate you coming on and telling us all about the TWR. And what's the best place we can go listen here in the States? Yeah, I know you're digitally, but do you have anything at all on RF that we can hear in the States?
Well, we do some short-form programming. I do a one-minute program called Get Hope that's on about 100 radio stations across the United States. But if you really want to listen to the programming, we have 41 languages that are accumulated on our aggregate digital platform. And just download TWR 360 on either your Android or your Apple iPhone. And you can listen to all of the programming that's there. In fact, you can listen to Germany. You can listen to live broadcasts all around the world. And it's a very, very interesting place to begin to listen to what's going on internationally.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'll have to make that happen. And I know that a lot of our viewers will want to do that, too. Well, thanks for coming on and showing us all of the facilities. They're really beautiful. And we'll stay in touch with you and see what kind of DX we can pull by listening to shortwave. Shortwave's where it all started for many of us, me included. So we'll be listening to some of your broadcasts. Thanks so much, Lauren, for coming, and we'll talk to you really soon.
Have a great night, Bob.